MedStar Washington Hospital Center presents Medical Intel, the inside story of advances in healthcare that can make a difference for you and your patients. Here's Melanie Cole.
Removal of soft tissue sarcomas by general surgeons can often fail and end up spreading the cancer to surrounding areas. When should a general surgeon make a referral to a specialist rather than performing the procedure themselves? My guest today is Dr. Robert Henshaw. He's a professor in clinical orthopedic surgery and orthopedic oncology and the vice chairman of orthopedic surgery at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Welcome to the show. Dr. Henshaw, tell us typically how are soft tissue sarcomas treated and by whom?
So, first of all, thanks for having me on. You know, this is a subject that's dear to our heart because in my practice of over 20 years treating soft tissue sarcomas, we see a lot of patients that have had a unplanned procedure thinking that the mass that they had was, in fact, a lipoma. It was only after the fact that it was identified as a sarcoma. In general, the treatment of a soft tissue sarcoma is going to consist of a wide to radical resection, in other words, a margin of good normal tissue around the tumor itself in order to minimize the risk of local recurrence.
So you are doing the wide local excision. Who is doing this typically, and is there a reason a general surgeon should or should not be doing this procedure?
So we do these wide local resections routinely for these tumors. The problem that we see time and time again is that the tumor is misidentified from the get-go. The reason for this is because soft tissue sarcomas oftentimes present as a mass that's painless in one of the extremities and can frequently be mischaracterized as a simple lipoma. And so the key to the proper treatment is knowing what you're dealing with before you commit to any type of surgery.
What is a good situation for the general surgeon?
So general surgeons have always taken care of the majority of simple lipomas that patients present. And from a statistical perspective, a soft tissue mass in the extremity is most likely going to be a lipoma. What our job is to try to help doctors recognize when a mass is not a lipoma. And if there's any question about it, that's when additional imaging and a referral should always be made.
And to whom? Are we looking at oncologists, orthopedic oncologists? Who is it you would like them to refer to?
So the field of orthopedic oncology, which really has been present now for well over 40 years, is devoted to dealing with sarcomas of the extremities. But there are surgical oncologists that also deal with these type of tumors. I think the key to the proper treatment of any cancer patient is that the doctor taking care of the patient be familiar with the disease, know how to surgically remove it, and most importantly, provide any additional aftercare.
And why is that even more important when you're talking about limb-sparing sarcoma surgery?
Well, the MSTS, which is the Musculoskeletal Tumor Society, has done several studies over the decades looking at causes for amputation. And one of the identified risk factors is an inappropriately placed biopsy or surgical procedure prior to proper referral of the patient. So in order to ensure that patients get the optimal care, we want to identify the tumor and make an appropriate referral.
And are grafts or muscles, tendons, replacing bones and joints done at the same time as the tissue removal, as the tumor removal?
So many times a complex resection will require some form of reconstruction, and we oftentimes will do that at the time of the primary resection. But these, of course, are for very large, deep-seated tumors. The ones where the general surgeon may run into problems is the patient presenting with a superficial or seemingly superficial mass, that he mistakes for a lipoma when in fact it's a sarcoma. And these are the cases that oftentimes can result in litigation.
What about some adjunct therapies to go along with this type of surgery, the intraarterial chemotherapy or radiation? Are you doing some of these at the same time?
So depending upon the size and the stage and the aggressiveness of the tumor, some form of preoperative or adjuvant treatment, whether it's chemotherapy or radiation or a combination of both, many times we will offered to the patient. But for relatively small lesions, especially if they're low grade, oftentimes a good surgical procedure in and of itself can be curative.
In just the last few minutes, would you like to cite some case studies that give evidence to the fact of a general surgeon and to submitting this to another surgeon that might be more qualified in this area?
So we actually just published a paper in the Journal of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons looking at the risk factors leading to an inappropriate surgery or biopsy for patients presenting with soft tissue masses. And in there we present numerous case examples of what can happen if a patient is not appropriately imaged and worked up prior to surgery. It turns out that patients that have had an inappropriate or unplanned surgical resection are at higher risk of complications. They require more extensive surgery, are more likely to require flap reconstruction, radiation, and other adjuvant techniques. And there is a significant increase in the risk of litigation regarding the original surgery that was done for that patient.
And Dr. Henshaw, would you like to just speak very quickly about the pathology and the staging, the clinical presentation, so that other surgeons listening can know what to look for?
So, again, it comes down to the appropriate identification of a soft tissue mass. If you have a very typical subcutaneous, rubbery, non-tender, mobile mass, statistically that's going to be a lipoma. It's those cases where something's a little bit different. The tumor feels different, there's skin involvement, the tumor's not mobile, it might extend deeper than a standard lipoma. Those are the cases that should raise a red flag that this is something that should be imaged and evaluated before attempting any type of surgical procedure. And for soft tissue tumors, MRI is by far the easiest and best study to evaluate the tumor. If it is in fact a benign lipoma, the scan will suggest that, and the simple excision can then be performed. But if there's anything abnormal or worrisome on the MRI, that then is a perfect segue into a referral to somebody who has an oncologic background.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Doctor. It's really great information. You're listening to Medical Intel with MedStar Washington Hospital Center. And for more information, you can go to MedStarWashington.org. That's MedStarWashington.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.